Good morning, Rebbe. I hope everyone is well. The Rambam of the end of Hilchos Lulav is discussing Simchas Beis HaShoeva. In Halacha Yud Daled, the Rambam writes that Mitzvah LaHarbos B'Simchas Zo, V'Lahoyu Osen Osa Amei Oretz V'Chomi Sheyirtze, Ela gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'roshei ha-yeshivos v'ha-sanhedrin v'ha-chasidim v'ha-zkenim v'anshei ha-maisa heim shahoyu mevakten u'mesapken u'menagnen u'mesamchen v'mikdash v'mei chag ha-sukos aval kol ha-am ha-noshem v'ha-noshem kulen bo'en liros v'lishmoen. Halacha Tezvav, as we have it printed, begins Hasimcha sheyismach odam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'avos hakel shetzivu b'hen avod gedolahi. So the way we have the nusach printed, so the Rambam has segued from talking about Simchas Beis HaShoeva to talking about Simcha in general and avodas Hashem. The Frankel Rambam already says that most of the Kisvayad, and apparently this is the correct Girsa in the Rambam, that it should begin with a Shin, Sheha Simcha. And the Rambam is still discussing Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. Sheha Simcha, sheyismach odam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, u'ba'avos hakel shetzivu b'hen avod gedolahi. V'chol ha-moneya atzmo mi-simcha zo, roi li-hipar mi-menu, So the simple pshat, especially in light of the shin, is that what the Rambam means by kol hamoneya atzma misimcha zo is if one of the gedolei chachmei Yisrael or Rashi Yeshivas or Chavei Sanhedrin would say, you know, it's pasnished, it's not in keeping with my dignity, it's not in keeping with my position and stature to be involved in such dancing and such rejoicing. So the Rambam is rebutting such a position, right? V'chol hamoneh atzmo misimchazu. He holds himself back from joining in to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And it certainly does mean that. But yitachen ma'od, that it also means something additional. Because the pasuk that the Rambam is quoting in Parshas Kisavo obviously is not talking exclusively about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's talking about avodas Hashem in general. And yitachen, I don't know, but yitachen that even when speaking of avodas Hashem in general, the correct description is v'chol hamoneya atzmo misimcha zo. Meaning, l'chora, the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo is clearly an indictment. If a person isn't Ovidus Hashem B'Simcha, so why does the Rambam formulate it as V'chol HaMoneya Atzma B'Simcha Zo? He should have said V'chol Misha'eno Margish Simcha Zo, V'chol Misha'eno Mishtatef B'Simcha Zo. So again, partially, that question is addressed by the context here because, you know, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is happening, the Hakafis are happening, and he's standing on the side. But afo pichem, heyos the Lashon HaPasuk, which is talking about Simchas Hashem in general, is not referring to such a context. The Rambam l'chora could have easily just said, v'chol mi she'eino mishtatef. So maybe there's also another kavana here. Maybe the Rambam is indicating to us, hear this, Rambam say. The Rambam is indicating to us that a person doesn't so much have to make an active, concerted effort to feel the simcha, that will happen naturally. He just has to make sure that he's not erecting a barrier, that he's not preventing that reaction. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. Torah is Mesamachas. A person's learning Torah, a person's living a life of Torah, the natural reaction, unless a person will, the natural reaction is one of simcha. And that's why the Rambam says that, the way simcha would be absent is only if the person is being monea atzmo misimcha zo. Because a person doesn't need to trigger the simcha. A person doesn't need, okay, so A, I'm going to learn, and B, let me figure out how I'm going to learn the simcha. No, if a person will just learn and not hold himself back, he'll experience the simcha. It's a natural byproduct. It's the natural reaction. A person is naturally drawn into the simcha. Unless the only way the simcha is going to be absent is if I'm being mechmona latzlan, the person is being monea atzma misimcha zo. And that's what the Lashon HaRambam is. It's very important to remember and to allow ourselves to experience, even when we have a seder in Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah is very sobering. It's not a light limud. It's very sobering. Rabbeinu Yonah is serious. Rabbeinu Yonah is very realistic. And it induces a COVID rush. It definitely induces a COVID rush. But what one should know, that COVID rush, as long as we won't be monea ourselves from simcha, that COVID rush will be appropriately balanced. And it needs to be balanced, because only to have the mindset which is induced by Shari Tshuva is not healthy, is not the correct balance. But if we won't be monea ourselves, if we'll just throw ourselves into Seder afterwards, it won't dispel, and it shouldn't, chas v'shalom, dispel the COVID rosh that the Shari Tshuva yields, but it will balance it. Because the simcha, a person doesn't have to be mishtatef b'simcha. Person, again, in the case of simchas v'esa shoeva, a person has to be mishtatef. He has to join the circle. He has to, the gedolei chachmei yisrael, the Rashi Yeshivas, the Sanhedrin, the Chassidim, they have to join the circle. They have to, but in its more general context, in its broader context, as the Pasuk appears in Chumash, so a person, the simcha flows naturally. The simcha is a natural reaction. Moshe l'nadav adom, in the same way physically, right? A person doesn't have to prime himself to enjoy food. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a sense of taste. He gave us a palate with taste buds. And a person doesn't have to say, oh, I'm going to enjoy this steak. No, if he'll just eat the steak, naturally, he's going to have that enjoyment. He's going to have that enjoyment. So the physical is always a metaphor, a reflection of the spiritual. And in the same way, that's true for Lechem Haguf. It's also true for the Mazon Haguf. It's also true for the Mazon HaNefesh. And that's what the Lashon Kol HaMoneya is. The only way a person won't have the simcha is if he's Moneya himself from the simcha. So we should allow ourselves, when we learn, a person should be learning, and just to the degree that we immerse ourselves in the learning and we're focused on the learning and not distracted by whatever other concerns or worries there are, but we're focused on the learning. It doesn't mean you take your mask off. You can be focused on the learning with the mask on, depending upon where a person is. To the degree that we're focused on the learning, that we're immersed in the learning, so then the simcha is there naturally. And that crucial, indispensable complement and balance to the COVID rosh, which is provided by such a limud as the Shari Tshuva is provided. There's something very, very fascinating here, I will say. Mechad Gisa, the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachos says, "Ein omdin l'spala ala mitoch kovid rosh." So what's the mindset that a person has to have when he's davening? Kovid rosh. But Meidach Gisa, so that's on Lamed Amid Beis, the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Beis. The Braisa, the Tosafta, excuse me, on Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, in Omdin Lehispalo, Lomitoch Atzvos, Lomitoch Atzlos, Lomitoch Schok, Lomitoch Sichev, Lomitoch Kalas Rosh, Lomitoch Dorm Betelem, Elomitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So which is it? Is it COVID Rosh or is it Simcha Shel Mitzvah? So obviously the answer is it's both. Because the more the COVID Rosh is intensified, the more the Simcha should be intensified. A Seder begins with our Ben Yonah, so then we need to just immerse ourselves in the learning. And the complement, the balance will be there. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, Emitz Hashem Linedu will resume at approximately 12:45. Have a very good, productive morning, Rabbi Osa. Everyone should be well. Be safe, Emitz Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
I'm Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Rabbi, can I ask you a question? This is Shai.
Yeah, please.
I was wondering, what are some practical examples that Rebbe has in mind for what people either do or think that is monea themselves from having some simcha?
There's a whole array of things. Since I'm just responding off the cuff, I'm not mentioning them necessarily in the appropriate order, or am I being comprehensive in the list? You know, sometimes while I'm learning, I can sort of be, I don't know, I can be looking over my shoulder, looking to the side, and discouraged by where the, you know, my chavis sitting at the next table is holding. You know, I'm breaking my teeth on making a lane in the Gemara and Rashi, and he's he's flying, or at least it appears to me that he's flying. I don't know what he's really doing, but that's what it appears to me. Sometimes it's not a question of so I introduce an element of atzvus into my learning, which serves as a barrier. Sometimes it's not that I'm comparing myself to anyone else, but just I'm comparing myself to where I want to be. Lav dafka that there's a kenas sofim that I'm comparing myself to my chaver at the next table, but just I'm perhaps realistic, perhaps too harshly demanding. Either way, but I want to be somewhere beyond where I am, which in the right context is healthy. A person shouldn't be complacent, but in the wrong context, So then instead of enjoying the Pasuk Chumash I'm learning, the Mishnah, the Blad Gemara I'm learning, I'm too worried about what I haven't learned yet. Sometimes when a person is learning, he's only half there. Sort of half his mind is in the learning, and the other half is worrying about whatever. There's lots of things to worry about in life. There's no shortage of things that one can find or that suggest themselves without looking for a person to worry about. If a person, sometimes when a person, again, I'm just mentioning a few, not implying that any, and certainly not all of them are necessarily relevant to the Olam in front of us. But sometimes if a person, let's say if you're dealing with a less someone who's not, let's say, spiritually mature, maybe they're intellectually mature, but not yet spiritually mature, emotionally mature, they don't really want to be there. You know, for whatever the some hischaivos which forces them to be there. But they don't really want to be there. So that also can, that mindset serves as a maniya, as a barrier. So those are some examples of how a person, without realizing it, is being monea himself from the simcha.
All right, thank you, Rav.
See you later, Mr. Shemin.
Can I ask a follow-up? In terms of, I think, the second class category you mentioned, like having other things on the line and not being able to, like, focus. I guess, like, part of it is just, like, actually just trying to focus. Is there maybe, like, a practical aid set that Rebbe has?
I don't think a person needs to work so much on it. It's usually counterproductive, if not always counterproductive, to tell oneself not to think. I'm not going to think about, you know, so by definition, that's counterproductive. I'm not thinking about X, I'm not thinking about Y, but when I'm telling myself not to think about it, I'm thinking about it. So the answer just is to as much as possible, focus on this line in the Gemara. I find myself thinking about something else. Okay, fine. So I'm not going to try to push that aside. I'm just going to try to focus on the Gemara. Keep focusing on the Gemara. The more I do that, so then naturally, I'm not going to be thinking about two things. So the, you know, you'll excuse the quote, but you know, the best defense is a good offense. Is true in this context.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Cool.
Have a good day.
You too.